So this is the third, and I think the and probably the last of the Shirim on Kuf Ayin Aleph. And what we're going to do in the first piece is merge our understanding of the Ran in the Dorim with the Ketzos HaChoshen here. So let's start with the Ketzos' central kasha here. The Ketzos' central kasha is the following. There are two parts to his central kasha. The first part was, leading up to it, was why doesn't Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov use Bereira in the case of a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin as well? And let it work for Yisurim too. So if Bereira is so powerful that it gives you a full Kinyan Haguf on the day that you use it, and a full Kinyan Haguf to the other guy on the day that he uses it, then why in a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin doesn't the Eved have a full Kinyan in himself the day he's working for himself, and the Baal has the Odin has a full Kinyan in him on the day that he's working for him, and therefore it should work for Yisurim too? There's a complete Kinyan Haguf on Sunday to the Odin and on Monday to the Eved. Answer the Ketzos HaChoshen. The difficulty with that would be that Kivan Shinishtachar Einu Chozer Mishtavid. So we have because of Chometz Shichru, Hektash Chometz Shichru, are the things that are Moitzi Midei Shibud, and you can't have an Eved being completely free one day and becoming an Eved again the next day. Once free, you're always free. There's an addition of Kedusha. Freedom is a level of Kedusha. And just as Hektish can't be turned on and off digitally, so freedom cannot be turned on and off digitally. If you're freed, you can't be changed. So then how does it work? This one day his, one day one day the other guy's. It means, says the Ketzos HaChoshen, that the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin is not a full Eved one day and a full Eved and a full Ben Shushukra the other day. Even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, even using Bereira, it can't be that, because then he could never become an Eved on the day after. He could never become an Eved on Monday if he was a Shushukra on Sunday. So the only way for him to operate is as a new being, a guy who is, by definition, a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin all days. On Sunday is a Chatzi Eved Ben Chorin, on Monday is a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin. The only thing is that the Chatzi Ben Chorin is Meshubet to the Odin on Monday, and the Chatzi Eved is Meshubet to the Ben Chorin on Sunday. So that's the nature of a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin. So that's fine. Then he comes to his core kasha. In that case, let's apply the same thing to the Chatzi Rashut Vidin Nadorim Memheh. How would it work then? Let's say there too, that once something is Kodesh, it can't become Chol. So on the day that Reuven is using the Chatzah, Sunday Reuven's using it, Monday Shimon uses it, Tuesday again Reuven uses it. On Sunday, using Bereira, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it is all Reuven's. So on that day, he can make a Koinam on it. Once there's a Koinam on it, it can't come off. So on Tuesday, how come Shimon is allowed into the Chotzer? It should be the same as we said with an Eved. If the Kohenim is Chal, either it's not Chal at all, or if it is Chal, then it should be Chal in a way that it cannot be removed. So how does Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov allow Shimon to come into the Chotzer on Monday, even though there's Bereira? The fact is the Kohenim has already been Chal, and once it's been Chal, it cannot be removed. That's his kasha. So let's pause there and switch into another mode. See, here's an example of the modernity of learning, because what we're basically doing, you're keeping your one screen open and we're turning on another screen, and we're now going to work in the other screen, and we'll come back, so we're going to have two screens open on the computer. It's unbelievable. So keep the screen open. Now we're going into another screen. The other screen is the Ran in the Dorim. So the Ran brought two ways of understanding Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Ramban and his own. So let's review them. The Ramban said they both have a full Kinyan Haguf all the time. Something that the Ran says is impossible. The Ramban says that's exactly what it is. Two Shufin and a Chotzer she'en bo din chalukah. Every molecule belongs to both of them. So how do you divide it? You can't divide it. You can't cut the Chotzer in half. It's too small. What can you do? You can divide usage. And time measures usage. So it's just an agreement that when two people own together every molecule of an object that cannot be split, they split the usage. They don't split the object, they split the usage. So time has no relationship to the object. The object is defined by its three dimensions, and time simply is a way that you measure usage. How long have you used it for? That's all that it does. The Ran learns differently. The Ran says it's not possible that they both have a kinyan haguf in every molecule, because if it's lazer, it's not lazer, and if it's lazer, it's not lazer. It can't be such a thing. So therefore, their kinyan haguf flips based on time. On Sunday, the one has a full kinyan haguf, and on Monday, the other has a full kinyan haguf. Exactly the same as the Kset HaFosh was trying to learn with every day, because he was going according to Shitas Haran. So the Shitas Haran is that on every day, each one has a full kinyan haguf. So let's understand the Kset HaFosh's kasha, firstly according to the Ramban. Is it a good kasha according to the Ramban? The Ramban says they each have a kinyan haguf in the whole chotzer. Ask the Kset HaFosh, if the kinyan is chal on Sunday, how does it disappear on Monday? Why don't we say that this kainam, the hektish chomet shichu, you can't switch it around. It doesn't come off. And since there's a kainam on the chotzer should remain kiddush right the way through. That was his kasha. According to the Ramban, and we're working with our two screens open, flipping from one screen to the other. According to the Ramban, is that a good kasha? So yeah, good kasha. So you think it's a good kasha? So I think it's not a kasha at all, according to Ramban. Why? And in every molecule, the other guy is a kinyan. How can you put a kinyan? The kinyan can't be chal at all, according to the Ramban.
Because it's fully his and not.
It's fully his and fully his. It's fully both of theirs. So you can't, on each molecule, you can't put a, you can't, because shutfus, according to the Ramban, is not divisible by space. It's not this piece is mine and that piece is yours. It's joint, it's a new kind of joint ownership. It's joint ownership in everything. I would imagine it's like that in our law too, in modern law as well. If you've got two partners in a company, and the company owns assets, they're not split. It's not as if each one owns half the assets. Each one owns all the assets. A shutuf is a different mitzvah. A shutuf means the owner is a dual personality. It's not two people. It's a dual personality is the owner. This owner, which consists of two people, say a company consists of 100 shareholders, the company owns the assets. A shutfus is a company. That's how the Ramban learns. A shutfus is a company, and the company owns everything. Now, how are you going to use it? The different shareholders want to use the company vehicle. So you say, you know what, you use it Sunday, you use it Monday, you use it Tuesday. But the fact is that you all own it all the time. Ownership doesn't change. If everybody has joint ownership in all the assets of the company, all the shutfus, you can't, no one shutf can put a koinam on the rest of it, because ain't adam oisa dov shena shalor. You can't ask it. You're asking a piece that doesn't belong to you.
So you're saying that with the Ramban, with the and Yaakov, when he says that they can both go in, it's because the
koinam isn't chal. According to the Ramban, we'd have to say because the koinam isn't chal at all. The Ramban wants to, the Choshen wants to say, let it be chal, and then it can never come off. According to the Ramban, that's not even a kasha. Which is fine, because he doesn't ask it according to the Ramban. He says according to the Ran. Fine, let's try the Ran. According to the Ran, on the day that it's mine, it is completely mine. I have a full kinyan haguf. On the day that it's yours, you have a kinyan. That's a good kasha. Now that works. So the Kses HaChoshim's kasha works only according to the Ramban. Only according to the Ran. Which might explain why the Ramban learns his way. So as to avoid the Kses HaChoshim's kasha. So according to the Kses HaChoshim, the Kses HaChoshim's kasha works well according to the Ran. What does the Ran hold? The Ran holds on Sunday the chotzer belongs to Reuven entirely. On Monday the chotzer belongs to Shimon entirely. After the Kses HaChoshim, so on Sunday when it belongs to Reuven entirely, let him put it like we had the Havamina with the Eved. Let him put a koinam on it on Sunday. How can that koinam remove on Monday? Just as it couldn't remove, as the chayrus couldn't be removed from an eved on Monday. How can the koinam be removed from the chotzer on Monday? Chotzer, eved, what we say, shichrur, chometz, and koinam, and hekdesh doesn't remove. So the kasha is good according to the Ran. Let's try and answer it. Before we look at the Kseis's answer, let's try and answer it ourselves. Do you remember how we explained the Ran? We explained the Ran using the principle of timeshare. And this is very important, because if you see the Ran this way, then everything becomes very clear. So we explained the Rambam with the system of timeshare. How does timeshare work? The chiddush of timeshare is that time is one of the definitions of the property. So a property, a chotzer on April the 25th, is not the same chotzer as that chotzer on April the 26th. Just as if it was different dimensions, it would be a different chotzer. So one of its dimensions is time. Every day that chotzer is a different chotzer.
Why can't it be the same chotzer with different ownership?
Because it, well,
saying because you can't, once it's got full,
then you would have the Tzitzit HaKoshim's kasha. Right? If it was full ownership and the ownership kept on flipping, then you could put a kvenam on. So what I'm suggesting is that the chotzer on Tuesday, on Monday, is not the same chotzer as the chotzer on Sunday. Right?
It's two different
chotzer. Just as you could have two chotzeres in two different places. They're two different chotzeres. They might be the same in every other way. They might both have the same dimensions. They might have the same, you know, agricultural properties and the same number of trees on them. They might be identical in every other way. But one's here and one is there. They're two different chotzeres. They can only be the same chotzer if they're in exactly the same place. Now they're in the same place, but they're separated by time. So the idea that time, in Kabbalah you've got the idea that things are three-dimensional, but not the three dimensions you have in physics. The three dimensions in Kabbalah are, number one, the three dimensions of physics, that's considered one dimension. Two, place. Three, time. So if you take that's why, for example, Hetzor is also on Shabbos. What are you creating? Why is it a melacha? The fact is, if you take something from Rishus HaYochid and you put it into a Rishus HaRabim, or you move it into a Rishus HaRabim, you've changed its property. It's not the same object. So if you change something's place, it changes. If you change something's time, it also changes. So you can have, and you can see that, because you can see it in reality. If you take, you get into a junk shop and you buy an old chair. It's a piece of junk. It's a piece of old furniture. You take the old chair and you put it in the museum, and with a nice little fence around it, and it becomes a museum piece. It's a completely different thing. The context of a thing defines it also. It's not only the object which is defined by its three dimensions, but also where it is and when it is also defines its object, its thing. So if we take that idea and we say, so that's what timeshare is. Timeshare is, you own this apartment that week forever. So what do you own? You own those three dimensions of the apartment in that place at that time. That's what you bought. That's the chiddush of timeshare. And somebody else can own that same apartment at a different time because it's not the same object. That's why he owns it. Not because he's a partner with you. He's not a partner with you. You own it completely. And he owns it completely. That's how we learned the run.
The concept of time sharing was from the internet
today? It was the run.
How do you affect this?
That's the chiddush of Breira, says the Ran. That with Breira we can say that retroactively this was the time, at the time of the Kenyan, this was the time I bought, this was Kaveh. That's the chiddush of Breira. That's why the Ran says that's the Miyut, that's all that you have to be Kaveh. That we're both going to own the Chod, so we know for at the time of the Kenyan. So the Kenyan's not Chal on the Sofek.
And this is a start time, you're saying, as opposed to an end term. Right, this is
what Breira does. Well, both. The moment you walk into it on Sunday and you walk out on Sunday night, so Breira determines that from Sunday morning to Sunday night, the chotzer was yours. Mm-hmm. That's how Breira will work according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and that's why Breira works here, although it doesn't work anywhere else, because all it's determining is which time was allocated to you retrospectively. So that's a big chiddush in Breira. That won't work in timeshare. So timeshare we work with swapping, but if we had Breira, you wouldn't have to do swapping.
Saying the Rambam doesn't believe in this?
The Rambam doesn't come into that time. The time is one of the dimensions. This is that object is defined by its physical dimensions, and time is a measure of usage. Okay? So according to the Ran, you can own something lo'ilam, which means you own it throughout time. Or you can own it for a specific time. So now, let's look at the Ran's kasha now. So what does the Ran say? Once he's Makadi, what is the Ksat HaKoshim? The Ksat HaKoshim's Kasher. Once he's puts a Koinam on his day, so Sunday it belongs to Reuven. He puts a Koinam on it, then the Koinam should be there on Monday as well. What would we say?
Yeah,
it ceases to exist.
Yeah, it doesn't exist. He can't, it's not his on Monday. It's only his on Sunday.
Where did it go, though?
It stays there. It stays there for Sunday, loyal, and so on. Whenever he uses it, the koinam is on. Mm-hmm. Whenever he's got so on his usage, it stays there forever. It doesn't disappear, but the fact that it's not there on Monday is not because it disappeared, it's because on Monday the chotzer is not the same chotzer. Because you've got to start looking at time as one of the dimensions of chotzer.
So he has his time element every second day, so you say the koinam actually returns on the second day.
If it's divided that way, or if you use Breira, then whenever he goes into it, the koinam would return. That's how you would, and on the day when he's not there, it wasn't his to be out to utter it in the first place. So if it came out, then it would be on. Then we could answer. The kash is not a kash according to the Ramban, and it's not a kash according to the Ran, if you use the principle of timeshare and understanding the Ran. And interestingly, that's not how he answers. That's not how he answers. The Imre Moshe asks on him, and it's possible that the Imre Moshe's kasha is based on our understanding. The Imre Moshe says the fact is that you can't ask for something if you don't have it forever. So originally I thought the Imre Moshe's kasha only works according to the Ramban, but it doesn't. It's possible what the Imre Moshe is asking is exactly what we're saying, that the Imre Moshe sees it that way too in the Ram, that if you don't have it all the time, then you can't ask for it for the time that it isn't yours. Because that defines some of the, but even without coming on to the Imre Moshe's time, if we just the way we understood the Ran, we're able to alleviate the kasha of the Ksos HaKoshin. Let's look at the Ksos HaKoshin. So what I want to do still before we leave this little piece is what we need to go back to and see why that doesn't work with Eved. So let's say the same with Eved. So that might be what leads the Ksos HaKoshin into not learning the way we're suggesting. So we'll see that in a moment. But let's just first see how the Ksos HaKoshin answers it. So let's go through the kasha. Ela the gamba should finish your nod rutikshi lefize. Eichi amrin and a bereiro umutuli konus mishum bereiro the israel kol chad v'chad kinyan agufu choyim ena chosala v'achashol le'atzmi chomeshi kosov haran teho al kolponim chayel kreinom shoa achas b'shol shimishtanish boi. So that's right, we agree with that. That on Sunday, when you're using it, the kreinom is chal, because you have a kinyan agufu in the whole chotzer. This like kinyan haguf. The kinyan, the koinam, kedushas haguf. Uvosu dechayil sho achas tu loy polcha. It's a kinyan haguf. And a kinyan haguf, once it's like hektish, once it's on, it doesn't disappear. Uchumoshikos with toisvus, the mehaitan of kedushas haguf makia mide shivu. The kinyan de bal kchoiv mekano lahaba goiv dechayil sho achas tu loy polcha. At the time that the loyveh was makdish, was put a koinam on his sodeh, the Baal Chayiv had no right in it. It was his. If it's yours on Sunday, then and you put a koinam on it on Sunday, the koinam stays on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. The koinam doesn't go anywhere. V'shut fin shenodru, haval koponim, sha'achas didei, v'tzu loy poka. Kashi of the Ksos HaKoshin. V'niru lufi ma'ashe kosov haran min adorim b'shoyim harav labin yoyna. So the Ksos HaKoshin throws in a new element. And says Datka koinam kloli hu deloy poka bichdi, aval koinam proti poka bichdi. A koinam kloli is not poka bichdi, but a koinam proti is, says Rabbi Miyona. So, the case of the shutfin is a koinam proti, and that's not poka, and that is poka. So the next day it goes away. Shruvin puts the koinam on Sunday; it's a koinam proti. Monday it's gone. And on Monday, when Shimon walks into the chotzer, the neder has gone. So what would the Ksos HaKoshin say if it were a neder, if it were a koinam kloli? If Reuven put a koinam kloli on the chotzer on Sunday, could Shimon go in on Monday? Then he would not be able to go in on Monday. And according to the way we're learning, he probably would be able. Even a koinam kloli wouldn't be chal on Monday because it isn't here on the Monday. That's how we would come out. He couldn't do a koinam kloli or a koinam proti.
Well, koinam kloli answers everyone. You're saying you don't have the power to answer.
Not on the next day. You have the power to answer everyone that day, but not for the next day. It's not yours. Mm-hmm. So just as you can't, just as if somebody else owned half the chotzer, you couldn't answer that half. So if somebody owns half of the time of the chotzer, you can't ask for that time, because time is one of the dimensions of the chotzer itself, is what we would suggest. So the only difference between the way we're learning and the way the Ksos HaKoshin is learning is whether it would work by a Kohen and Klali or not. Ksos HaKoshin is saying, we see that by Kohen and Proti, time is the person who makes the Kohen can control the time limit, and when the time limit is over, the Kohen just disappears. But that doesn't work with a Kohen and Klali. And so we've got to open a third screen here and just hold that in our minds. That the Kohen and Klali and Kohen and Proti, and we'll have to explore with our approach too. Is the Kohen and Klali different? Isn't it different? But we'll do that when we learn the Sugi and the Dorian Daf Nun test, which we'll go back and have a look at. But right now, we suggested that time, according to the Ran, is one of the dimensions of the Chotzer, and the Reuven has no ownership whatever of that Chotzer on Monday, and therefore no Koinom that he applies to it on Sunday is Chal on Monday, because Monday it's a different Chotzer. Okay, let's stay with that for a moment. That's how we want to learn. And the Ksos HaKoshin says depends whether it's a Klali or a Proti. So the Ksos HaKoshin comes to it not philosophically as we have, but mathematically almost, simply by saying we see in the case of we see from there that in a Kohenim Proti the Kohenim can disappear, and we see from case of Eved that a Kohenim cannot disappear. The difference is whether it's a Kohenim Proti or it's a Kohenim Klali. We see from the case of the Chotzer Ashutvin that the Kohenim would not disappear. So we see the Nafkimina says the Ksos HaKoshin is Proti Klali. That's how he wants to be in the Chari.
And that Nafkimina shouldn't be necessary according to the Ran.
The way we're understanding the Ran, you shouldn't have to make that Nafkimina.
The Ran that's bringing the Rebbeinu Yonah, which we would then say is...
So we're going to learn the Sugi and Daf Nun Tes. We're going to check that out. We're going to go back to Tzachav Chav Tes. We're going to go back to that Ran to check that out.
In terms of contract law and halacha, the fact that you can't contract from uncertain,
right,
ownership, and we said Breira fixes that.
Right.
Are we still on that?
Yes, that's fine.
What
Breira does is simply makes the kinyan chal on the time that this individual chose to be there. So it's unlike timeshare in the fact that the time is not predetermined. When you buy timeshare, you define the time at the time of the kinyan. So you don't need Breira. You don't need Breira. The chiddush of halacha is that even if you don't define the time, the kinyan would still be chal for the separate usage.
So the timeshare solves, we don't have to resort to Breira.
So without the system of timeshare, you don't need Breira. Right.
Right. This week in July, and that's...
That's it. Fine. Right. Breira allows you to be flexible.
Which day...
Right, so let's say partners who are close together, so the four of us decide to have a timeshare, decide to buy a property together, and we'll use it whenever we'll just kind of check out with each other, you're using it this weekend, and we say no, then I'll use it. At that time that I use it, Breira tells me I have a kinyan agur for that time. That's what we would need Breira for, and that's what we would need it here for on the Chotzer Ashutvin. So now let's look at Eved. So what did the Ran want to ask by Eved? Let's just make sure that this works by Eved as well. So the Ran wanted to say, in the case of Eved, the Ksos HaKoshin wanted to ask, in the case of Eved, does Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov not use Breira to say that on Sunday the Eved is all his own, and on Monday the Eved belongs to the other completely, and in that case he should be able to marry a Shifcha on Monday and a Baschurin on Sunday? So we would answer the following way. We would say, because let's go with the kasha further, using the Ran's approach, the timeshare approach, and Achinami, the Ksos would seem to be right. On Sunday, it belongs to Tao. Monday is a different being. So the being who's marrying the Shifcha on Monday is not the same being as the being who's marrying the Baschurim on Sunday. That's the Havamin. The Maskona, the Gemara says, She'en ha'isu nischalit lechatzoyin ela b'momen. What that is saying, if you remember, the Rashi from Gittin, that Isu is not mischalik, only Momin is mischalik. What does that mean? This timeshare idea works for ownership, it doesn't work for inherent property. You can't say this is a chicken on Sunday and it's a fish on Monday. You can't say that. You can say it's my chicken on Sunday and it's your chicken on Monday, but it can't become a fish on Monday. The time doesn't change the metzius of it. It can only affect the ownership of it. So to say you're an eved on Sunday and you're a different being on Monday, and on Monday you can marry a baschurin and a shivchon, on Sunday you can marry a baschurin, that timeshare doesn't work for that. Right, timeshare doesn't say that on Sunday this is the apartment is in the south of France and on Monday the apartment is in Brazil. It doesn't say that. The same, the dimensions, the other dimensions of the apartment stay the same. The only one that changes is time. And that change in time can't bring about a change in the quality of the object. It can only bring about a change in the ownership of the quality. You can buy certain time, but you can't use time to transform the quality. Time doesn't transform the quality.
So can I ask then, you said that koinam, the power of koinam is a person can elevate the status or usher the status of an object.
Right.
So that means then, when on the day that the shutuf has the kinyanagur,
right,
the chatzer, and he then makes a koinam.
Great question,
and
yeah.
And then change the physical dimension.
Right, so you're asking a great question. So if we've established from Evid that timeshare can't change the property of the object, then back to the Ksosis Kasha.
Yeah. Which is what he did.
Which is exactly what he did. Now we're understanding the Ksosis Kasha a level deeper.
I didn't understand why you were going to the Rashi when you have the Chazer Mishtavid was the Teretz.
In what? In the?
The fact that you can never be a Shukr and a Chazer
Mishtavid. Yeah, part of the same thing. Just in the Rashi defines it so clearly. When it comes to Isser, it's about the Chafetz. The chavetz doesn't change from one object to another. It's just the time dimension that changes, which allows for different ownership, but it's still a chotzer. It's still an eved. He's still an eved, or he's a chatzi eved, chatzi bin churin. You don't change who you are every day. You don't change what you are every day. You're the same person every day. This object is the same object. The day is just an eved. That time dimension changes. But that's all. And it's a chiddush by Hutzah that moving it from Rishus HaRabin to Rishus HaYochid does affect some kind of change in the object. That's a chiddush, and it's called a melacha klusha because of that. It's like a weak melacha, because it doesn't really change the object. And time, for certain, doesn't change the object. It just changes the ownership of the object. So now you ask a beautiful kashamayim. So you say, in that case, when you have ownership on the Sunday, if you can put a koinam on that Sunday, we said koinam changes the quality of the chafetz and raises the level of kedusha, that can't flip around. Then time is not going to change that. So we've got to answer one of two things, but we've got to check it out in the Gemara and the Dorim. And I think that the answer would be that if you haven't got ownership of it permanently, then you can't change the quality. So it might come out more like the Imre Moshe or like the case of the Eved. That since he can't flip backwards and forward, it's not Chal in the first place. And so we're back to saying then that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the reason that you can go in, the other shutuf can go in, is because it wasn't Chal. But not sure about that. Let's hold on. What I want to do then is look at the Gemara in the Dorim.
What about the type of Kohen that was applied, where you didn't actually change the object?
Or is it a kinyan aguf or a kinyan moment? All of that. So for that we need the Gemara and the Dorim on Chafches Chaftes. And let's see if that helps us resolve all of it. Which will also deal with your question. The Ran himself is the one who brought the Rabbeinu Yonah. So what's going on with that piece? So what we need in the case. So here again, the case here is a man puts a koinam. He says, "Hare the tios aelu korban." He's makdish, or he puts a koinam on trees, and he says the koinam should apply ad shiyiktotsu, until they're chopped. As long as these trees are attached to the ground, the koinam applies. So we have a machlokes bar pedo and ula. The machlokes is, and there are two shittas as to whether the machlokes is while the tree is standing as well or only afterwards, but the clear machlokes is according to Bar Pada, you can be poided and while the tree is still standing, But the moment you poyder them, they go back and they're hekdesh. Once they're chopped, you poyder them and they don't go back to be hekdesh. According to Ulo, once they're chopped, you don't have to be poyder them. The kedusha is gone in any case. So we're talking about, can the kedusha disappear without a human action? That's really what happens. Can an event cause kedusha to disappear? Well, in this case, it's not time, it's the chopping down of the trees, but it comes to an end at that time. So the time is determined by an event rather than by the clock. But not by any human action. So the important part of the machlokes that we need to deal with of Ulam Balpadas is, can the kedusha that these trees contained disappear when they're chopped without human intervention, meaning pidyon? So the first thing is the run on the top of Kaf Ches Amud Beis. In loim pidyon b'gmorim b'forash ikam and amad d'chik tani korban kishigdishon l'dmei korban mairi v'ayinu d'omar yesh loim pidyon. Some say that when he said these trees are for a korban, he meant hekdesh domim. He meant they belong to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what they mean, and that's why you can have pidyon. And some said this has got nothing to do with hekdesh. He used loshon hekdesh, but he used it for a koinam. That's what he meant. There also nobody can have anor from them. So it's a korban kloli, with a time limit he puts onto it. Ad sheikhtsotsu. But if it's a koinam, asks the Ran, how can you have pidyon? Says the Ran, we're learning according to Rabbi Meir that a koinam kloli is like hekdesh and it has pidyon. So now we've got another differentiation between koinam kloli and koinam proti. A koinam kloli is like hekdesh domin. The same as when you donate money, when you donate an object to the Beis HaMikdash, you're not really donating the object, you're donating the value contained in the object. There are two ways that you can fulfill that neder, either by giving the object to the Beis HaMikdash, in which case it gets the value, or by extracting the value by means of pidyon and giving the cash to the Beis HaMikdash, so the Beis HaMikdash gets the value, and you're left with the object, and that's fine too. The same applies by a koinam kloli. If I say nobody can have hanor from this table, then I can be poyder the table. It's possible to say, well, I'll take the value of the table. The table's worth $100. Here's the $100. Nobody can have value from this $100. But the table can, now you say the chulin, the table's now free. So koinam kloli is kedushas domim. That's the first thing we need to know. So this case, when a man says these trees are koinam until they're chopped, that's a koinam kloli. In that case, Barpado and Ula argue as to whether when they're chopped they need a maise pidyon or they don't need a maise pidyon. Asks the Gemara, Omer le Rav Hamnun at the top of Chavtes, Kedusha shebohen leheichan holcho, according to you, Ula, what happens to the Kedusha? Where did the Kedusha go? It's all very well to say that it's a koinam kloli, and a koinam kloli can have pidyon, that's fine, but where's the pidyon? There was no pinyon. So when the trees are chopped, what happened to the kedusha?
I'm missing a link here. What's the significance of the chopping the tree?
Because that's the time limit that the maker of the koinam put on it. He said, "I'm making this also bahanor as long as they're attached to the ground." So now the question is, when they're no longer attached to the ground, is the tree a different tree? It's almost like the same thing we were talking about. Time is wood. When the tree is chopped, it's wood. It's not a tree. The tree no longer exists. This is now wood. And the Kedusha is gone. That's what Ula says. Asks Rav Hamnuna, but where did the Kedusha go? What happened to the Kedusha? This is such an interesting kasha. So what does Rav Hamnuna say? Because it looks like a ridiculous kasha on the surface. Rav Hamnuna says, can you marry a woman for 30 days and after 30 days it's gone? She's not your wife anymore. That's not shaya. Therefore says, I said, that's a silly kasha, because the woman is the same woman. Here this is wood, whereas previously it was trees. The metzias changed. So here we already see the idea that in a different time zone the metzias changes too, kind of. 30 days, so you said you'll be my wife, so she's an isha for 30 days. After 30 days, she's not an isha. Yeah, that's it, I'm marrying you for 30 days. Timeshare, so you could have timeshare in a woman. You have 10 different husbands, and they each have timeshare. These are two different concepts. A kiddushin in a woman is a kiddushas aguf. And here we're talking about kiddushas domim. Kiddushas domim, poker bichdi, kiddushas aguf, loy poker bichdi. If you have kiddushas aguf, it's poker bichdi and not kiddushas domim. So if you have kiddushas aguf, it cannot be poker bichdi, kiddushas domim can. So it's all consistent. This is kiddushas domim in the tree. And therefore, Ula says the kiddushas domim can disappear after the chopping. And Bar Pador says it cannot, even though it's kedushas domim. So that's important. That it's not so simple that kedushas domim can be poker. Kedushas, it's a machlokes ulo and Bar Pador. Okay.
There's no havamina that Bar Pador meant kedushas guf.
No. Because if he meant kedushas guf, there couldn't be pidyon. Even during the last,
but
then you.
Rav Meir says konum klali has the pidyon. But what would Rav Amnon's havamina have been to say where did it go? Wasn't the havamina that it was an even stronger konum, which was even above kedushas damim, and it was kedushas haguf?
Yes, the havamina could have been that it was kedushas haguf. The Havamina could have been that a Kedusha Guf, but you want to go further than that. You want to say Bar Pador maybe holds it's a Kedushas Haguf, and Bar Pador holds not that the pidyon works in its Chozer and its Chozer Vanessa, but that it's permanently also. If it was Kedushas Haguf, that's the Ran's point at the end on the Koches. When the Ran says, if it's a koinom, how can we even be talking about pidyon? What's the lashon pidyon shaykh by a koinom?
So is there any kiddushas aguf in the Nasiya's case?
No.
Well, I mean, Rashi says kiddushas aguf, but the Bach changes it to kiddushas aguf.
Yes, that kiddushas aguf is important, and that's why he changes it.
Okay, because it isn't kiddushas aguf. All right, so it's a higher level of kiddushas domim or a lower?
According to the difference, that's going to Ula, and yes, it's Kedushas Domim that can be Poka, or it's Kedushas Domim that cannot be Poka, would be the Machlekes. So on that says the Ran, V'chi Kedusha Shobohen Leheichan Holcho, says now on Rav's Kasha, or Rav Amnuna's Kasha, Deloy Svirulei Diti Poka Bichdi. In the Havamina, Rav Amnuna doesn't see the possibility of it being Poka Bichdi. I understand that he doesn't understand how it can be poker bichdi if it's hektish proper. Then, well, not even if it's hektish momen can't be poker without pidyon.
Oh.
And Ula says once the tree is chopped, there's no pidyon. So it's still kedushas domim, but if it's hektish. Hektish, he understands, is not poker bichdi. Aval either pirusha de pirishna de kainonos askinan, but the other way that we said that it's talking about a kainon, hechi salika daite de kainonos le poker bichdi. What's even the kasha? Tatnan befer kanoide min ayerik sheat neenes li ada pesach im telchi leves avich ada chag. If you go to your father's house any time from now, from Purim until Sukkot, a kainon, you're not allowed to take benefit from me from now until Pesach. She goes to her father's house between Purim and Pesach. Asura b'onos ada Pesach. She can have no benefit from her husband until Pesach. But after Pesach, alma de la'acha Pesach, poke yisurim emela. But after Pesach, she can. What happened to the isur? So you see, in a koinom, you can make a koinom with a time limit, and when the time limit is up, the koinom goes. So the man can make a koinom on the natiyas until they're chopped. When they're chopped, the koinom goes. So what's Rav Amnuna's problem? What's the Havamina? Kachikshu Rav Rabbeinu Yonazar. The Tirit, Dehani mili b'koinam proti ki hosom, she'enu chal elo al ishtoi, u'mishum hochi kalish isurei ufoko bichdi. So answers the Rabbeinu Yonazar, that's the case there of koinam she'at neneis ad ha-pesach im terchi lebeis avich ad ha-chag, that's a koinam proti. When a man makes a koinam proti, although a koinam proti is a koinam haguf, not a kedushas momen, that kedushas haguf can have a time limit. Whereas a kedushas kohenim klali, which is only kedushas momen, cannot have a time limit. Aval kohenim klali ki haydem aslis and dinatius halalu also lo hakula alma ki hechid the alim the tofis pidyonim ki hektish ki damar Rabbi Meir lekaman pekim benamud hakanam isfira land the chamiri veloy poka bichdi. The havamina of Rav Hamnuna is that although it's only kedushas domim and not kedushas haguf, it's kedushas domim of the nature of hektish. And therefore, it cannot be pokar bichdi. That's the havamin. Answers the Gemara: no. According to Ula, it can even. It's not like hektish proper. You're right. Hektish needs pidyon, but this is a koinam klali, and therefore it's kedushas domim. Not fully like hektish, it can work with the time limit. It's a koinam klali. And the havamin is, and it cannot work with the time limit. Answers the Gemara, no, according to Ula, the time limit works for a two, not only for a Kohen and Proti. So it comes out, in a Kohen and Proti, everybody agrees time limit works, and in a Kohen and Kloli, it's a Machloikis Bar Pador and Ula. Okay?
And we're saying that a Kohen and Proti is Kedusha the
Good? Yes. So there's a Chumra and a Kula. Well, it comes out, according to Bar Pador, there's a Chumra and a Kula. According to Ula, it's straightforward. A koinam proti is a kinyan haguf. A koinam kloli is a kedushas haguf. A koinam kloli is kedushas domin. And in both cases, there can be a time limit. Is the way it comes out the maskona. In a koinam, there can be a time limit. According to Bar Pador, there can be a time limit in a koinam proti, but not in a koinam kloli.
One is on the group of a person, and the other one is on the object.
Which one? The kind of folly?
The prati is on the group. It's on the isha, or it was on the... Is it on the natius?
A koina kloli is on the value, rather than... That's Kedusha's domain. A koina kloli is on the value of the object, rather than on the object itself.
And
a koina prati would appear to be on the object. Would appear to be at the stage, certainly according to Bar Pador, who differentiates between them. According to Ulo, they might both be on the value, with slight differences. But according to Bar Pador, one would seem to be on the goof, and one would be on the value. And we'll still try and refine that further.
So goof, in the case of Nsukkah, is the Isha herself?
The Koinam, no, it's on the Hanor of the... Of the husband, so it's on the husband's property.
So the konim prati is on his stuff.
His value, the value that he provides, he makes forbidden to her.
So the prati is not referring to the person that the
konim. Oh, I see what you mean. No, sorry, I'm sorry. The konim prati, it's prati to her, but it's chal on his hano.
Right, so this konim prati is kedushas guf, and that guf is where. That's what I'm saying.
The guf is his value.
It's not the isha at all.
It's not the isha. Okay. The isha is the subject of the koinam, not the object.
Okay.
The object of the koinam is his assets.
Material. Okay.
And on the goof of those assets is chala koinam, which has a time in it, because it's proti. So within koinam aguf, there is a difference between proti and klali. And or within koinam, and then. So let's rectify that. Koinam kloli is domim, koinam proti is guf. According to everybody. Is that right? Koinam kloli is domim, koinam proti is, according to Rabbi Meir at least.
Yes.
And that's how we paskin. And koinam proti is guf. Koinam proti, although it's guf, can be for a fixed time limit. And according to Bar Pador, even a koinam proti cannot. A koinam proti can be for a fixed time limit. He agrees with that, but a koinam kloli cannot. Whereas according to Ula and the Maskona, even a koinam kloli can be for a time limit. So again, according to Ula, any koinam can have a time limit. Is that right? Any koinam can have a time limit, whether it's kedushas aguf or kedushas domin, whether it's proti or klali,
of the two prototype cases, both of them have a time limit, so that seems to he allows it here, which has a time limit.
So why doesn't he allow it by an isha in the case of marriage? Because that's a kinyan haguf. Why does Se'ulu say, according to the Maskona, it says it's Kedushas Domim. Kedushas Domim is Poka Bichdi. And a koinam proti is also poka bichdi. So according to Ula, it's poka bichdi in both cases, kloli and proti, guf and momen. It would all be, and that's all. Those all subcategories within domim. You better say. So you better say there's domim and there's domim. There's domim that's chal on the guf, and there's domim that's not chal on the guf.
Right, and there's this term of guf within domim.
Real Kedushas HaGuf, which is like Kedushin.
Right.
Which is, or Hekdush LeKorban.
Right.
So there's like Hekdush LeKorban, and there's Kinyan HaGuf on an Isho. That's real Kedushas HaGuf. Take that out of the picture. Now there's Kedushas Domim. There can be Kedushas Domim, which is Chal on the Guf of the Chayfetz, and there can be Kedushas Domim, which is not even Chal on the Kedushas HaChayfetz. And an example of that would be a Koinom Kloli, such as the case of the Netiyas. According to Ula.
Why do we consider Koinam Kloli weaker?
A Koinam Kloli is, according to Ula, a Koinam, as far as the time limit on it is, it's easier. Now again, using the idea that we've been developing, maybe we can understand that, because if it's a Koinam HaGuf, then you could say time is part of the guf that you're defining, that you're asserting. If it's on the moment, time doesn't affect the moment. The moment is value, it's an abstract idea. But if you're saying that it's on the goof, then one of the dimensions of the goof is its time. So I own it for certain times. I can say what time, just as I can say what's, it's also from here to there. This piece of it is not also, so I can say it's also until the end of the year. Beyond that, it's not also. If you're dealing with the goof, you've got ownership of a tangible item. The tangible item is defined not only by three dimensions, but also by time. So you can answer it for any way you want to. But if it's a Kenyan domim, if it's not, you're not, the time doesn't define domim. That's how we could explain why Kenyan domim, Kenyan aguf, although it seems to be a more severe kedusha, but it's a kedusha over which you have more control than a Kenyan domim.
Which is why you can do pidyon.
Which is why you can do pidyon. That's why you can do pidyon. Yes, it's both stronger and weaker. So let's go back into the Ktzos HaChreshim then, and just see if it all comes together. So answer the Ktzos HaChreshim Niru Lefi Mashkos Avaram Ben Adorim B'Shem Arav Rabbeinu Yoino The Dafke Koinam Kloli Hude Loi Poka Bichdi Aval Koinam Proti Poka Bichdi Yuchad Muchach Mihai De Koinam Yad Menes Liad HaChag Mishum De Koinam Proti Kelishu Poka Bichdi. That's the Rabbeinu Yoinon. Umishamati Nicha B'Shutfin Shenodru the Havalei Koinam Proti. Also Zalzei B'Koinam. So they made a Koinam Proti. If it's a Koinam Proti, it's a Koinam in the Guf. If it's a Koinam in the Guf, B'Shoshu Shalamadim Nesa, V'Achashu Shenichnas, D'B'Shalim Nichnas Pocha B'Chdishu Koinam Proti. Since it's a Koinam Proti, it's a Kinyan HaGuf. Since it's a Kinyan HaGuf, he can define the Guf using time elements as well. And in the time elements that it's not his, the koinam is not chal. That's the way it would work. The only thing is, using this way, it's not so much toli and proti and toli, or maybe now we've got to modify it and say, so then, if what we said a few moments ago is correct, what did we just say? Only when it's a kinyan haguf can you use time as one of the determinants of the extent of the koinam. But if it's a Kenyan domim, you cannot use time as one of the determinants of the extent. Then the Ktzos HaChreshim is absolutely right, isn't it, sir? Because if it's a Kenyan aguf, then we can use the Ran's timeshare concept. So the way we've come out now, different to the way we started the shiur with, the way we've come out now is, yes, the Ran's whole timeshare concept works fine, but it works fine only in a Kenyan haguf. It works time only in a Kenyan, fine only in a Kenyan haguf, which is a koinam proti, but in a koinam kloli, you cannot define time, whereas according to Bar Pador, you can. And that's the machlokes Bar Pador and Ula. According to Ula, you can only use time as a determinant if it's a kedushas haguf. If it's a kedushas momen, you can't. According to Bar Pador, even if it's kedushas momen, Is that right? According to, even if it's kedushin, or the other way around? In the maskona, according to Bar Pador, you're going to need, it's a kohenim klali. If it's a kohenim klali, it's a kinyan momen. Even though it's a kinyan momen, you cannot use time as a determinant. Since it's a kinyan momen, you cannot use time. But according to Ulo, you can use time in the maskona, and you can make it only for this time and not for that time, even if it's only a kinyan momen. And therefore, it should come out that in all, according to Ulo, in all koinomes, you can use time as a determinant. Whereas according to Bar Pada, only in a koinom proti. That's how it will come out.
Yeah. And therefore, in a koinom proti, when we say paka b'kadi, it's not really paka b'kadi, it's the fact that time showed up and removed it. So there is a mechanism that's removing the koinom.
Yes, but the mechanism is not human intervention. It's an intervention of the clock.
I always understood the clock of the Kadi that it just, there was nothing. You know, there was no
Kadi,
there was no Shikhar, there was no, right?
There was no human intervention.
Clock of the Kadi is introducing that having a Kadi as a man, which was done by the human.
It was set up originally, it was set up that way.
That is a new mechanism, but it's categorized as clock of the Kadi. As if because you're not doing anything.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
You're setting it up so that it can go without intervention.
The Kohen Prati is Kalisha, it's weaker, and therefore it's Pakav Kadi. It's Pakav Kadi because we're using the mechanism of time as opposed to something else.
Like yes.
So the Machlokes maybe between Bar Pada and Ula is whether time is a mechanism.
Whether time is a mechanism for a koinom kloli.
Like the run and the run.
So for a koinom proti, which is a kinyan haguf, everybody agrees that you can use time to determine the extent of your isur. The machlokes bar pador and ula is whether you can do it by a koinom kloli, where you're only assuring the value. Bar pador says the value, the time is a determinant of value as well, not just of something that has physical dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're working with value, it doesn't even have physical dimensions. Why should it have a time dimension? That's Ula. It has no dimension. Value has no dimensions. Just a qualitative dimension. Whereas according to Bar Pador, value doesn't have physical dimensions, but it has time, because time is not a physical dimension. And so it's in a beautiful machlokes in the meaning of time. But what's really interesting is that the comment in this edition of the Ktzos HaChoshen at the bottom is not valid, because the Ktzos HaChoshen says, the comment here says, Ulefiz, and we've commented on that in the beginning ourselves, Ulefize Yadin, the Shutuf Yochel Leso Bekoyin Kloliv, as Gamachakach Ye also Sheni Lishtamish, the Koyin Kloliv Opoka Bichli. So he wants to say that according to the Ktzos HaChoshen, if the one Shutuf on Sunday asses it with a Koyin Kloliv, then nobody can use it on Monday. And we're saying that would only be true according to Bar Pador. But according to Ulo, that would not be so. According to Ulo, even if it's a Kohen and Kloli, you can only answer for that particular. You can only answer for that particular. So let's do. Can we go on another 10 minutes, or are you rushing?
I'm good. I can push it.
Can you push it 10 minutes? Okay, okay, for 10 minutes, and we can just finish. Let's push it through. We won't finish the whole piece, but at least we'll finish the part that answers. Akoshi lefizei ba'odom ruvrek afapi gabi kriyim shani yosel picha. So now we have a case of a woman who says, whatever I cook, you can't have hanor from. Maskin and kunanos b'fkiyim edei shibut. I, the husband, and we say the husband has to be mefer. Because if the husband is not mefer, and one day he'll want to remarry her after a divorce, she won't be able to do anything for him. That's a koinam proti. She's making the koinam only on her husband. And since she's making it only on her husband, it should only last the time of the marriage, and after the marriage it should be pocha. And if he remarries her, it shouldn't be there. So the Ktzos HaChoshen wants to say that the reason that it works over there has got nothing to do with the Baal Chayiv, and that whether the Baal Chayiv is mikan or lahaba or not. What happens over there is elo mishum dekiman de'ein loy lebal kinyan aguf b'gufa yadayim. The husband who has the rights to the woman's labor has a right to the outcome of her hands, but not to the hands themselves. But this is a kohen and proti. Since it's a kohen and proti, it's a kinyan haguf. If it's a kinyan haguf, it's chal on the guf of yadayim, over which he has no rights, and consequently the shibud isn't chal at all. So staying with his view that a kohen and proti is a kinyan haguf, a kohen and kloli is not a kinyan haguf, and again, according to ulo the maskona, whether it's a kinyan haguf or it's not, it can be pokeh bichdi, because you can set time limits to it. According to Bar Pador, it can only if it's a kinyan, only if it's a kedushas, only if it's a kinyan, a kinyan proti, can you set time limits to it. But if it's a kinyan haguf, if it's a kinyan kloli, if it's a kinyan kloli, then it can be pokeh. But according to Ula, it can be pokeh. But according to Kloli, it can be pokeh. Yeah, according to Ula, either way, it can be pokeh bichdi, because you can use time. And according to Bar Pador, you cannot use time as an element of kedushas domim, only kedushas aguf. Omnam hok kasher if imashi kosav debesim kuf yudzayin. So now he asks for a bit of a circular kasher, and the way we've learned in the Dorim, the kasha isn't a kasha, and the Ksoit HaKoshim says that himself in the Avnei Miluim. So I just want to run through it. He says, we have kasha lefi mashi kodav simukuf yudzayin, the kohenim kloli, kiven sheish lepidyon, ein loy din kudushas aguf ala kudushas domi. What have we established so far? There's a kind of circular reasoning he comes to. Kohenim kloli is kudushas domi. Fine. If, because it has pidyon. Vim ken hodom abba pedo sham badorim, the kohenim loy poku bichdi, so bar pedo who says, you need pidyon, it must be talking about a kohen and kloli, because that's what we're talking about there. If you mash it, because Rabbi Yonah did a kohen and proti, moide bar pedo de kopoka bichdi, because he says that everybody holds. We've got a Mishnah that says that by kohen and proti it's pokeh. So the whole machlokes is by kohen and kloli. The iba kohen and kloli. If we're talking about a kohen and kloli, imkain itzle pidyon, then he has pidyon. Kedushas domim, he has kedushas domim. But sham moide bar pedo de kedushas domim poka bichdi. And Rabbi Pedo agrees that by Kedushas Domim it's Poka Bichdi, because that's what the Gemara says, the difference between Isha and the Netiyos is that it's a Kohenim Proti, Kohenim Kloli. So if it's a Kohenim, Isha is a Kinyan Aguf, this is a Kinyan Domim. If it's just Kedushas Domim, then surely Rabbi Pedo also agrees that it's Poka Bichdi. So where does Rabbi Pedo come from that you need Pidyon? So the
you can't ask this.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's a very strange kasha how he assumes that.
It sounds like a mix-up of the term kedushas haguf and the guf that we've been talking about within domim.
Yeah, and the Avnei Miluim makes that chiluk.
And
the Avnei Miluim says, "This is wrong." He says, "I was mistaken when I asked this kasha."
The fact that Kloli, it would not be pokabichdi.
According to Bar Pedor, it were Akhen and Kloli, it would not be pokabichdi. Whereas his initial assumption when he learned it through over here was
that all kedushas domim.
That's it.
Which is not.
That's it. So to subdivide kedushas domim into the one that is poker bichdi and that isn't poker bichdi is the way we've learned Bar Pedor, and that's the way the Avnei Miluim learns Bar Pedor. So let's just take it till here. Next week in the session we'll finish off. I thought we would now, but we'll finish off. And the last piece is very easy and very beautiful, so we'll finish that off, and then we must just decide what we start on for the next one, because you're going to have a 2-week break after next week that I won't be here for. So we can choose a new simon and get into it. The one thing we can look at is Kuf Yud Zayin, because Kuf Yud Zayin, Sif Hei and Vov, carries on. So if you want to stay in Kohenim Makir Midei Shibud, and we're working backwards, which is in a way unfortunate, but that's just the way we've come to it all. So we started with Reishon Ches, and we've come to Kuf Ayin Aleph, and then Kuf Yud Zayin is where it all starts. So if you want to do Kuf Yud Zayin, Hey and Vov, that would be, we would stay in Kohen Matkiyah Midei Shibud, and we would complete the whole area. What do you feel like? Sorry?
Might as well.
Just stay in it. Yeah, we're right in it, so I think that with Kuf Yud Zayin we can do. So next week then we'll finish Kuf Ayin Aleph and summarize it all, get it all clear, and maybe make a bit of a start on Kuf Yud Zayin. And then we'll have 2 weeks to learn Kuf Yud Zayin and then to learn it together when I get back. I'll do that.
Please,
okay.
Next week's year. That won't be here. Next
week. This one, the man that made the second.
I won't be here. I'm at the Lakewood. I'm
from arthritis.
We also have to answer the Rashi now, distinguishing.